letter begin this service by singing 268. 68. Grace and truth shall mark the way, where the Lord his own will lead. If his word is still obey, and his testimonies heed. Number 68. I read to you the 12 articles. I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, I believe in holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Third, we read to you from God's holy word, the Proverbs of Solomon, the 29th chapter, and we commence with verse 13, Proverbs 29. poor and the deceitful men meet together. The Lord lighteneth both their eyes. The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. The rod that reproof give wisdom, but the child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give thee light unto thy soul. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. He that delicately bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at the length. An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Whoso is partner with thief hateth his own soul. He hears cursing and berates it not. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it is in this evening of the Sabbath day that in the way of thy providence and of thy long suffering, thy hand has brought us together again, and that for the third time to place ourselves under thy word and testimony. Lord, humble our hearts in the dust before thee, and that we may realize the privilege given unto us by coming up under thy word and testimony, where others of our members and baptized members are laying in the hospitals, and families are sitting there at the present time. Lord, remember us together and give an heart to bow under thee and under all the blessings bestowed upon us, that it never shall aggravate our punishment, that it never shall testify against us in that great day of days, but that it be to an eternal blessing for young and old, for great and small. Lord, thou knowest perfectly what we need in this evening to preach thy word, but also to listen to the same. Make our hearts receptive for it, and that it may please thee to grant unto us together, as in gathering in the church, an undeserved blessing for our immortal and ever-dying soul. We never know when the day and the hour shall be there that at the angel of death shall come to call us from our earthly abode, and that we have to stand before the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ. Prepare our soul and the souls of our children and grandchildren for that great event, and that when the day of death shall come, that it shall be not a day of terror for our soul, but a day of joy and a day of gladness, and that out of free and sovereign grace, where no reasons is to be found in us at all, and there shall be never come any reason in ourselves, but Lord, look upon us from on high, bless our gathering with thy presence, and that the outgoing of this Sabbath day be to the glory of thy precious name, and to our souls eternal salvation. Those that cannot gather with us, we commend them in all their needs and wants, at the throne of grace also, especially those who are in the hospitals. Thou knowest perfectly, Lord, the needs and the wants, and also for the parents and relatives, Lord, strengthen them and sustain them, and teach all of us to number our days, that we apply our hearts unto wisdom. Humble the hearts of these parents who were blessed in this last week with a well-born child. Thou knowest the struggles for that mother, and also for that child when it came in this world. But so far thy hand had made everything well, far above expectation, and that the mother with her child came home yesterday. Lord, give him a heart to acknowledge thee, and that that child was born to receive a place and a name in thy church better than of sons and of daughters, an everlasting name. We commend all the widows and orphans at throne of grace, also that old mother and widow who had last week that accident in that place where she is at the present time. Lord, be with her, Father, remember her for soul and for body, for time and for eternity, and look upon all those other ones, those that can no more come under thy word, speak personally to the soul, and bless the means so far as they are able to listen to them also in this Sabbath day. Look upon us together in mercy and in compassion, strengthen and sustain all thy servants over the length and over the breadth of the earth, and all the labors in the mission fields, that it be in thy divine favor to the coming of thy kingdom and to the salvation of sinners. Help also us in this evening in proclaiming thy word. Be with us and give the right words and the matters in our heart to bring it out, and that it not be in vain, but that it be a blessing for the whole congregation. Supply the needs in the families, and remember us together after the greatness and multitude of thy mercies in Christ Jesus, with the forgiveness of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 254. 254. O come before the Lord our King, and in his presence let us sing. Take heed and harden not your heart, as did your father's nutty butt. Number 254, 1, 4 and 5. Beloved congregation, we have read to you this evening Proverbs 29, and in verse 18, there we read, where there is no vision, the people perish. A short word, but the contents of that text, that is very significant. It is a really a serious admonition, and we have to consider for ourselves what an awful thing it will be when the Lord, because that is the real meaning of it, when the Lord takes away from us His word. as long as the Lord left his word in the midst of a city and of a congregation, that is a greater blessing, as many people is realizing it, because as long as the word of God is amongst us, then there is a possibility to be converted. It can, of course, happen that it hardens the hearts of men, what we realize many times, but still, even that there are many that go astray from the word of God, that there shall be always nog a certain number that the Lord gathered to his church, even that it is very few. You read in the word of God what have taken place when Christ must be born in Bethlehem. I would say at that time the whole world was upset when that decree goes out from that Kaiser August, because it was only for two men. It was for two persons, for Joseph and Mary, that they would come to the city in which they were born, and the relatives were for years and for years. Therefore, it is a blessing when the Lord take not his word away. When we went away from it, that shall aggravate our punishment in the day of days. And we have heard in this morning already that the Lord said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, that the righteous judgment of sentence that the Lord brought upon the 10 tribes of Israel. This evening I will say something about the cause why that people was destroyed, and the awful results that it had for their generation. I read the last part of this text this evening, and that is in Hosea 4, verse 6. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no more priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. My second point, I mentioned that this morning already, my second point, that is a sharp reproof, and the last point, an awful repayment. I will this evening, on account of the hot weather, be very short in my preaching. Thus I hope that that little time that we are here, that you will try to listen and to follow, hoping that the word of God may be blessed and be sanctified to our immortal and ever-dying souls. There was a reason from the side of the Lord in the days of the prophet Hosea that the Lord gave to them such a sharp reproof. And that sharp reproof in the first place that refers especially to the priest. He said, because thou hast rejected knowledge, and I will reject thee, that thou shalt be no more priest to me. You know that it has pleased the Lord to elect the tribe of Levi, the descendants of Aaron, to serve the Lord in the tabernacle and later on in the temple. That was really for that people a wonderful privilege. There was nothing in the tribe of Levi when that the Lord had chosen them. But you see again, as we find that time and again in the Word of God, you see there the sovereign will, but also the sovereign grace that the Lord grant unto mankind. Because why must now the Lord take Judah, that out of him the Messiah would be born? Why? What were the reason that the Lord has chosen the tribe of Levi to serve the Lord all the days of their life? Why was it such a great privilege in the first place? You know that Dr. Owen, you have heard about him, of course. Dr. Owen, he explained in his commentary over the book, over Hebrews, and speaking about the priestly offers, then he explained there that that was the fervent relationship that there was with the Lord, on account that the place where a prophet or a priest never could come, never allowed was to come, that the priest had that privilege, because the common people of Israel could come in the porch of the temple. But that other people, the priest and the high priest especially, they were privileged to enter in the holy place, and the high priest in the holy of holies. There they have to perform their work and their labors. And then it was also remarkable that the Lord took care for the tribe of Levi, not for one day or for one year, but for their whole life. They were, as you know, 48 cities in the land of Canaan, and that were the dwelling places of the sons of Aaron. 48 cities. And that generation of Aaron, they were all serving the Lord. The priest priests as well as the Levites. They have never to take care for their temporal life. It was forbidden for them to have some possession in the country. They could not buy land or anything. You read that in Leviticus and in Numbers. And why not? Because the Lord, he said there that he was the inheritance of those priests. Thus, that was the reason that they could never have anything in the world. It was also not necessary. The people, the common people, sacrificed a tenth of their income. They were, in an outwardly way, they were so blessed that they never had filled their head with thoughts about the daily life. The Lord took care for them. There was also, as you find that in the Old Testament, there was also a special clothing and dressing appointed for those priests. Not when they were walking on the street, but as soon as they were entering in the tabernacle of in the temple. They was also taken care for their whole life. And that was for that cause and for that reason that those priests would dedicate themselves for their whole life to the welfare of the church. One part of their work and their duties that was to instruct the people. They have for themselves to study the different laws of the Lord. They have to know them. And of course, you know, you have heard that many times, that even in the laws of the ceremony, there was Christ in between. Because all the things that were in the tabernacle and in the temple, that was all referring to the Lord Jesus Christ coming in the fullness of time. And those priests, they were called by the Lord that they explain the gospel to that people, and that they, especially all that took place in the temple, that they give an explanation of it, that the people would know the ways of the Lord. And finally, that it was to the salvation of their soul and to the comfort of their heart. It was an honorable work, you can well realize that. The same as this is this the work of a minister called by the Lord in the midst of the church. They have to dedicate their whole life to the Word of God. Yesterday on the day, it was 44 years ago that we lay on our knees in our first congregation, and that several ministers had a Bible above our head. And that one of the ministers, as that goes, when there is one for the first time installed as a minister, then that ceremony that takes place, and then at the time that that Bible is laying upon your head, then that minister that installed you, that is speaking few words of blessing upon you, but he is referring that time when the Bible is laying upon your head, that you dedicate yourself and oblige yourself to the eternal word of God, and that that shall be your life to taught the people about it and to instruct them. And what is there now a greater work in the world than to explain the will of God in regard to the salvation of a poor and of a wretched sinner? And we have the examples in the Bible that the instructions also by the priest given to the people that had not started when the boys and the girls were 20 or 25 years old, but it started already when they were young. It was the duty to be busy with that generation, that they would be trained in the eternal word of God, and that they know the significance of the whole servants of the Lord in the tabernacle and in the temple, and that later on that they have also the privilege that they could speak about it to the children and to the grandchildren, the same as that it is in our days and that it shall be to the end of the world. We have to learn the people when they are young. And then, of course, they have to be submissive under the teaching and under the preaching of the word of God. Thus, again, what a great work, but also what a great responsibility that was laying upon the shoulders of those priests. But now, in the days of Hosea, now those priests, they did not instruct the people. Those priests, awful is it to mention that, but those priests did not enlighten the people in the word of God. They show that they were hating that light. They have no desire to make that people know the way of salvation and what the Lord is required from each and every one. It was an awful condition, people, in which those priests were. Therefore, the Lord, he speaks to that those priests, that they were the first cause that there was lack of knowledge amongst the 10 tribes of Israel. Amongst the other 2 tribes, there was always a little different. Not that the people was different, but there were, even in those days, there were not some God-fearing kings. And there were in those days not some priests that did realize the responsibility. But in amongst the 10 tribes of Israel, after that they have separated themselves from Judah, then it goes farther and farther from the right ways of the Lord. They were well teaching the people some things, but all wrong things. And they go forward, and the people was following to serve the calves and to serve also Baal, which was an abomination in the sight of the Lord. Therefore you read here, because thou hast rejected knowledge, rejected the word of God, rejected that wisdom that the Lord had given amongst his people, rejected the right ways of the Lord, because for himself they were not walking in those right ways. They were serving the devil. They were serving the world. They were serving their own flesh. And it was as in the days of Eli with his boys that they were an abomination in the sight of the Lord. Therefore you read also in the days of that Eli that the Lord took that priesthood from that people because they were unfaithful towards the calling in which the Lord had placed them. And it was an awful condition, you know the history, that those both the sons of Eli, that they fall in the war, and that the Lord give his disapproval about them and their house, and with them that priesthood that was gone, it came never back to that family. The Lord, he took it in his anger and in his wrath away. Now the same thing would take place with the priest in the days of the prophet Hosea. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. There you realize, congregation, that the blame for rejecting, the blame that is always laying upon men, that we are realizing that. And that when we rejected the knowledge of the Lord and the right way of salvation, that after so many admonitions, sometimes for years and for years, that the Lord rejected us. And what is there more terrible, congregation, than that the Lord reject us? Unless by nature men had no idea. He is not known what he is doing. Even that they say we stand on our own feet. Even that they say we will direct our own ways. But the end that shall be that the Lord reject them, and that is not only when we die and when the Lord shall cast us in hell, but rejected already by the Lord while we are living here in this world. In that same chapter that I have read to you in the first part, there the Lord, he said, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without a remedy. I shall read it once more to you. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without a remedy. When a man rejects the word of God, he do not consider what he is really doing, because there is no greater thing in the world than that the Lord withdraw himself from men. And that is in twofold ways. That is in a way of religion, and that is in a way of world-mindedness, and wickedness. There is people that reject the true doctrine. Of course, when you look it up in the Bible, then the Word of God speaks there so many times about doctrine. In 1 Timothy 4, it speaks about the doctrine of the devil. In Colossians 2, about the doctrine of men. Then you read about strange doctrine. You read also about the doctrine of the Pharisees. But we read also in the Bible about good doctrine. And as Christ himself said, and the Lord, my doctrine, in Deuteronomy already, and in Job, and in John 7, and in 2 Timothy 3. Then, in 1 Timothy 1 verse 10, it speaks about sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. And what a sound doctrine is, you can well realize that. That is the doctrine of Christ. That is that the Lord come with his gospel to men. And that the Lord show unto men so many times that he had no desire in the way the death of a sinner. And where we in paradise have blocked up every way to come to the Lord, that the Lord in Christ had opened a way that we can be reconciled with the Lord. In other words, by virtue of our creation, then the Lord is free of every man. He had created us after his image, but in the second place, he makes himself free from men by the gospel that is preached unto us. Of course, the right gospel, that is that gospel, that it is a one-sided work of the Lord. That man is standing outside, but call upon me. Open wide thy mouth, and I will satisfy thee. The Lord, he opened the way in which that gospel can become our salvation. Therefore, to reject that people and to think there is an easier way that we be converted, an easier way to be reconciled with God. That easy way that I believe, that easy way that I accept, no. That is a doctrine of the devil. That is not a doctrine of the Word of God. Because when the Lord said to that jailer, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, then in the same time, the Lord, he is there to work that faith by his Holy Spirit in the heart of a sinner. And now to reject that people, that we build ourselves upon something that nothing is as sand as a ground of sand. And when the day of death shall come, that it shall be taken away from us, and that our eyes shall be opened, that we have deceived our soul. And really, congregation, there shall be no greater disappointment in the world. No be greater disappointment. Never in doubt. And always thinking I go to heaven. And then with that rich man to open our eyes in hell. But rejected the doctrine, the truth, the knowledge of God in a wicked way, that we withdraw ourselves from it, and even that man is saying it, but that they still with the light declare, oh, it shall not be so bad, and we shall well wait. What eternity, if there is an eternity, shall bring us. What an awful condition, people. Rejected the Lord and rejected his word and his testimony. And then we can well make it that our conscience is no more speaking, but that is an awful condition. Because as long as your conscience is speaking, then there is a possibility to be converted. And therefore, I shall make it court short. There is people in the church. There is people that is sometimes even young, but that had rejected the Lord, rejected his word and testimony. And then we can expect that the Lord shall say, I reject you. And that was especially there in regard to the priest, but that was also for the people that was following those priests. And the Lord, he said, thou shalt be no more priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, the God that had created you, but also thy God who came in a covenant with you, that means in a natural sense and way that the Lord had opened that covenant to them. But now the awful results of it, and that is in the first place the awful repayment that you read in that text, I will also forget thy children. We sing 321, this only the second stanza. Yea, they are kept from paths of sin, who walk in God's appointed way. Why, priest, thy precepts thou hast given us, that we should faithfully obey. 321, the second stanza. Payment. I will also forget thy children. It is an awful thing, congregation, when parents withdraw self with their full mind from the word of God and from the right way of salvation. But the responsibility that lay for them especially, but that they draw their children with them, those children that know nothing, those children that have no knowledge of good and evil in that respect, on account that their mind is not developed, but that now those children, that those parents and those priests, that they also bring a punishment, a repayment upon the children. You see that in the first page of the Bible already, what an awful thing it was with Ham the son, the third son of Noah. You know what have taken place at that time that he marked his father while he lay there in the kitchen drunk. And then when he came to his mind, then by the Spirit of God, then the Lord, he said, there cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall be unto his brethren. The Lord, he said not there in that text, cursed him, no, but cursed Canaan, and that was one of his sons. He had several sons, but one of his sons was especially the one that was cursed by the Lord. And that curse that came upon that Canaan that lay still upon them in natural life. And there is no Congress and White House and no president and no king that ever can take away that curse that the Lord had laid upon. That is not for eternity. That is not for eternity, because the Philistines and the tyrant and the Moor, they shall be brought in the city of the Lord. And there was once here in Grand Rapids a man, years and years ago, in the time when Reverend Pieneman was here, and that man, he said, I am well black outwardly, but my soul is white, because it is washed and cleansed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe that out all kind of nations and tongues, that the people shall once enter into that new and heavenly Jerusalem. But for this temporal life, that curse that is laying upon the people, that the Lord punished us in our children, what an awful condition, people. And if it is not that we come to conversion, to true conversion, but shall it be when those children in the day of days shall testify against a father and a mother? And of course, to a certain extent, you are known that all people, there is laying so much guilt in our life for each and every one, also in regard to our children, when we know that there was a child expecting, what was our condition when that child came in the world? How have we lived without children with baptism? And how did we still live today with them? Oh, people, there is not one that can say I am free of their blood. No. Not one shall say it. But what a difference you think about an Anna, and you think about a David and a Bathsheba, who had prayed for the children and who had brought them to the throne of grace, the grandmother and the mother of them. People as stripes. But in Jeremiah 50, then it is coming up. Maybe the next Sunday, if the Lord spared us, I have in my mind to say something about that this evening, but that have changed, maybe next time. But then here am I, you find there in text that the children of Israel and the children of Judah together that they shall weep, and that they shall walk behind the Lord, and that they shall enter into his covenant. Thus for the invisibles, in the visibles, there is hope and there is expectation, people. But you see that also Judah came also in captivity, but that priesthood that was never taken away from them, because later on, after they came back from Babel, then it was again restored. A great promise that the Lord had given to that people of Judah, also in respect to the coming of the Messiah in the world. But now in the second place, I will also forget thy children, that now those that have followed those priests, that now also the children, that they shall be forgotten of the Lord, and that they come in the world, but only coming in the world to be condemned. What an awful thing, people. And therefore I will close my sermon this evening. Now, in regard with what I start with in this morning, with our school and with our catechism classes, be careful, parents, and be careful, boys and girls, what you are doing in the coming season. Be careful. In the first place, parents, take care that your children come faithfully. In the second place, take care that your children come dressed in such a way that we have to be not be ashamed, and that we freely can talk to them, because there are several examples that it is terrible, and that they defile the temple of the Lord, whether that we believe it, yes or no. But it is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. And there is many that would say, I have no power over my children. I have nothing to say over my children. It is too bad. What was it years and years ago? A different story. When the children have respect for their parents, when they were listening to that face of the parents, that they dare to come in the presence of their parents with all those worldly things and following the world. There is people here that know that older people, how it was in former days. But now it goes further and further, and how can we expect the blessing of the Lord also upon our preaching and our catechism? Oh, I hope, congregation, that a few words spoken in this Sabbath day out of my heart to you as a servant of the Lord, seeking your eternal welfare and salvation, that you are not marking with those words, but that you take it to your heart, and that it bring us together in the valley of trees humiliation. Oh, that the Lord come back to us in his condescending mercy. But would that be a great blessing for young and old, children of God. Remember the school and catechism teaching time and again in your prayer, and that we are together, meet one another at the throne of grace, that the Lord take not away his word from us, that he not forget us, but that he will give tokens and evidences, that he will remember his covenant, and that he will be us and will be with us, not forsaking us, laying in all of our heart that prayer, what we read in Psalm 80, return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold and visit his fame. So will we go back, not go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Amen. Lord, that thy word and testimony be blessed and be sanctified to all of our hearts. We commend all congregation with the consistory, with the school board, with all the teachers and the principal at the throne of grace. Lord, that thy blessing may rest upon all the labors, strengthen and sustain them together, and also us in the manifold labors laying upon our shoulders. Forgive all the shortcomings of this Sabbath day, and with the help given unto us, that we acknowledge thy precious and holy name. Be with the sick and afflicted, we commend them again in the conditions at the throne of grace. Protect us and our children and grandchildren in the day of tomorrow, O Lord, that not one shall be taken away unprepared and unreconciled. We commend also at the throne of grace those families who hope to come back to their families in this coming week, and some other ones coming to visit their children. Lord, protect them over the ocean, and also our daughter who is hoping to come for some time to visit us here. Made everything well and gladden our heart and bind us all with the needs and the wants at the throne of grace for time and for eternity, forgiving all our sins for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now together 249, 221, 221. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, and what follows?
Thank you.
receive now the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.